tell the truth except when I lie. It only hurts me when I cry. It was a struggle to survive. I'm probably lucky I'm alive. The only time I feel the pain is in the sunshine and the rain. I don't feel no hurt at all, unless you count when teardrops fall. I'll tell the truth except when I lie. When I lie, it only hurts me when I cry.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elkmount. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. More snow is expected today in the Northeast, and the nationwide blast of winter weather has been linked to at least 45 deaths coast to coast since Sunday. Three people were killed in Portland, Oregon, after a power line fell on a parked car. Rick Graves with Portland Fire says they were killed when they got out of the car.
At closest where they were located, they were probably 5 feet away from where the wire was on the ground and where they were.
He says it's safe to stay in the car. There are more than 113,000 power outages in Oregon because of an ice storm. The governor declared a statewide emergency. There will not be a government shutdown today. Congress passed a short-term funding measure to keep the government funded through March. Former President Donald Trump, in a filing to the Supreme Court, warned of bedlam if his name's not allowed to appear on ballots. And Attorney General Merrick Garland said victims of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting deserved better after a Justice Department report on how law enforcement responded. This is ABC News. There's a new effort from convicted murderer Scott Peterson to go free.
Remain seated. Come to order. Court is now in session.
It was 2004 when Scott Peterson was found guilty of murdering his wife and unborn child.
Find the defendant, Scott Lee Peterson, guilty.
He was sentenced to death, but a few years ago, a court made that life in prison. Now, so many years later, the Los Angeles Innocence Project saying evidence discovered points to Peterson's innocence. The nonprofit is asking a court to conduct new DNA tests and to let the group see evidence in the case. Alex Stone, ABC News.
New research shows that children of color receive worse health care in the U.S. compared to white children. The researchers reviewed dozens of cases and found the strongest disparities in pain management. Non-white kids were less likely to get painkillers for broken bones or migraines. And multivitamins could help with memory loss, according to a new study that finds that it helped adults age 60 and older who took a daily multivitamin. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Thursday, the State Assembly passed a Bill of Rights for parents of Wisconsin K-12 students. Among other things, the bill prohibits school staff from addressing students by their chosen pronouns or names without parental consent. If the bill passes the state Senate, faces an almost certain veto by Governor Tony Evers. Juneau County deputies are investigating after a body was found Thursday near Camp Douglas. Sheriff Andrew Zobel says the body was reported near the Oak Ridge Trail parking area. The death is being considered suspicious. The victim's name and the cause of death aren't being released. And a man who pleaded guilty to hanging cords across Madison bike paths will serve probation. Curtis Tesmer reached a plea deal on two counts of recklessly endangering safety after admitting to stringing those cords, which injured a person in October of 2023. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Having health insurance is important. So, if you or anyone in your family has Medicaid or CHIP, listen up. Check your mail for a renewal form from your state. Complete the form and mail it back right away so you don't lose your coverage. If you do lose Medicaid or CHIP, visit healthcare.gov to see if you're eligible to enroll in a low-cost, quality health plan. Keep your family covered. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The Durand Improvement Group is committed to improving Durand's quality of life through involvement in our community. From Fun Fest to Music in the Park, Durand Dazzle Holiday, and more, the Durand Improvement Group's mission is to strengthen area businesses and improve our community welfare. DIG is open to all members of the community, not just businesses. You can help. Visit DurandImprovementGroup.org and become an individual member of the Durand Improvement Group today. This message is a public service of Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly cloudy today. We may see a few off and on flurries at times through the day, and it's going to be cold too, with a high of only 7 above the wind chill. Single digits to teens below zero here for most of the day. Tonight, clear, 5 below. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 13. We are going to warm it up. We're talking highs in the 30s for most of next week. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 1 below zero.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Totally wrapped.
a doormat for you. You want her back, but it's too late. Why don't we just cut to the chase, man to man? Tell me the truth, tell me.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with the Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
I hear you just got married. Took him a long honeymoon, and you were all smiles at the wedding, and you cried when you kissed the groom. I got no invitation, I guess the mailman didn't bring it to me, but I see the whole thing in slow motion every night as I try to sleep. My buddy John said you looked real pretty, and you acted like you were in love. He said the preacher asked for objections, and he thought about standing up. I told John he must have been crazy, 'cause you were just about to say hey, I do. He just gave me a wink and said all he could think was it could have been.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. And Billy Ray Cyrus and Could Have Been Me here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. Temperatures in the single digits below zero. We do have a warming trend coming up here by the end of the weekend. It details this hour with our ag weather forecast in our newsmaker segment. Be chatting with Gail Klinkner from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin as I had a chance to talk with Gail during the Dairy Strong Conference. Coming up later tonight, back on the road, head to Boyceville for boys high school basketball. We'll have the Advent Health Panther preview at 7 and tip off at 7:15 tonight here on WRDN. And always as a reminder, when we go on the road, this video stream all will be dependent upon either the internet capability at the school or the internet capability on my phone. So just keep that in mind. But we will have the game on the radio tonight starting at 7 o'clock. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Join Security Financial Bank for the 4th Annual Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference, February 22nd at Florian Gardens in Eau Claire. Come gather strategies developed specifically for local agriculture producers, from knowing your numbers to application drones. The Chippewa Valley Agriculture Conference has something for everyone. Call 715-672-2412 or visit sfbank.com for more information. SFB, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic is going to be lessons learned from feedlot applications with the new Beef on Dairy initiative. Beef on Dairy basically is that about a third of the cows in the United States are now being bred to Angus or other beef breeds because these calves are needed in the feedlots because the cattle cycle goes through about a 10-year cycle, and right now we're at a very low availability of beef here in the United States, commanding very high prices, so an opportunity for dairy. Certainly, we have to be concerned if you're going to be doing this. Packers want a very consistent quality meat that meets the consumer's demand. The animal should look a little bit like a beef animal, and that's why Angus is a very popular one. That way they call it black-hided. And there are differences between breeds, the environment these calves are exposed to, nutrition, vaccination programs. All these things come into play as well in the feeding program. Like any beef animal, they're looking at such things as average daily gain on these animals, depending if a farmer sells them or you raise them themselves. Marbling, the ribeye area, carcass weight, these are all important factors here. And, of course, a key one that dairymen will be good at, and that is colostrum health becomes a very important consideration. Vaccination of the dam and the colostrum milk that's coming in as well, and certainly the nutrition program as well. One of the real problems we're having, Bill, is liver lesions. Liver lesions are more prevalent in the dairy on beef crosses. What that does is it decreases average daily gain by about 0.2 pounds per day. It decreases the dressing weight by about 0.8%. And the bottom line is cost, when it happens on these animals, about $43 less per head out there in the program. So certainly there are strategies that we can look at here, which we'll mention. The dairy farmer also has to make a decision, and that is when he's going to market these animals. For example, if you market the calf at about 7 days of age, the market now is $400, $450 of these animals. These are 100-pound calves. If you feed these calves out to 300 to 500 pounds, the value then becomes $300 per hundredweight. If you take them out what they call stalker cattle, before they go into the feedlot, these are 700 to 1,000-pound animals. They're valued right now at $250 per hundredweight. And finishing, a farmer may decide to go all the way. And there are some questions on marketing those, but certainly those are 1,300 to 1,400-pound animals. Right now, about $180 a 100. So the margins are there. It just depends what strategy you want to have. So here are some of the new technologies. Implants, we certainly want to be doing that because it increases average daily gain by about 20% in lean gain. Ionophores is another plus because it improves feed efficiency. There are beta agonists that can reduce the amount of fat that's occurring on these animals as well. Antibiotic for liver abscesses, Tylenol is probably the most popular one that's being used right now. And there are also an acetate product that can be used to control fertility or cycling of heifers in the feedlot because they disrupt the feedlot. So, Bill, our take-home messages are that beef supplies are tight, so there's a real opportunity for dairy farmers here. Farmers have to pencil on their facilities to when they want to market these animals at this point, and early herd health is going to be important. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Hey, have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is once again accepting applications for continuous conservation reserve programs.
Thank you all for the Herculean effort on behalf of America's farmers.
President Ronald Reagan signing the 1985 Farm Bill, creating the Conservation Reserve Program, which paid farmers to put marginal lands into a long-term conserving use. And yes, CRP is still going strong, with some programs giving producers the option of applying at any time, so-called continuous CRP. And Farm Service Agency Administrator Zach Ducheneau says USDA is once again accepting offers from producers to enroll in the continuous CRP programs.
And in order to make sure that all of the processes are done in time to start conservation measures on October 1st. People should have their applications fully submitted by July 31st. Gives us the time we need to get everything in the queue.
Under this sign-up, producers can enroll new land into CRP or re-enroll land whose CRP contracts expire this year. For details, contact your local USDA Farm Service Agency office. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Coming up on Monday, Lee Mielke checks in on the markets on our Milky Monday. Join us for that. And for the latest dairy news and archive programs, head to our free website, dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I can see you got your eye on this old cowboy, and I can tell you never had one for your own. Oh, you never been around one. Now you're thinking that you found one. Well, it might be kind of fun to take him home.
You giggle every time that I say yes, ma'am. And I get this feeling if I held you tight. You'd be seeing his and hers, buckles, boots, and spurs. But that's feeling you'll get over overnight.
Cause what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? Lying there instead of getting out of bed and putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? Takes a special kind of woman to put up with the life a cowboy leads.
'cause his boots are always muddy, and his beer-drinking buddies, they'll camp out on your couch and never leave.
Don't even start to think you're gonna change him.
You'd be better off to try to rope the wind.
What he is what you got.
And he can't be what he's not. And honey, you can't hide him from your friends. So what you gonna do with a cowboy when that old rooster crows at dawn? When he's lying there instead of getting out of bed, putting on his boots and getting gone. What you gonna do when he says, honey, I got a half a mind to stay? What you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away? Yeah, what you gonna do with a cowboy when he don't saddle up and ride away?
Honest work out in the field, cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. And you here beside me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. That's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Alabama born country here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Two above in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Earlier this morning in the milk markets, only the February contract is traded, down 2 cents to 1563. March at 1605, April 1680, May 1752. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels down 2 3/4 to 144. 40 pound blocks down 3 to 147. One trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 1.5 to 250, 6.5, 17 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk down 1.25 to 118.25, three trades. Dryway steady at 40.5, no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, after the big gain yesterday, expect a lot of positioning ahead of today's cattle on feed report. There has been strength in the cash markets, but the cattle on feed report will continue with some positioning. There even could be some profit taking after some of the big gains from yesterday. February live cattle opens the day at 174.82, April 177.65, June 174.52. January feeder cattle open at 230.92, March at 232.55, April 237.75. Hog futures could open mixed once again. Combination of some strength in the cattle markets actually helping hogs, but there's still that long liquidation that's been happening in the markets after the recent gains. February live cattle, or February hogs rather, open at 71.10, April 78.45, May at 84.10. Chicago Board of Trade this morning. Corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher as the buying interest continues after the grain markets finished stronger yesterday after becoming oversold in many contracts. March corn up 1.5 this morning at 445.5. May and July both up 1. May at 456. July 464.5. And new crop up 1 to 476.75. March beans up 7.5 to 1221. May up 6.75 to 1231. July up 7.5 to 1240.5. New crop up 5.75 to 1197. March soybean meal this morning up 270 to 364. March soybean oil up 14 cents to 47.76. Chicago wheat, March up 4.25 to 589.75. May up 3.75 to 6.5. July up 3.25 to 607. Minneapolis wheat, March up 7.5 to 695.5. May up 6.5 to 703. Energy markets this morning, February crude oil up or now down 10 cents to 73.98. March down 13 cents to 73.82. And February and March gas both down a cent. February at 217, March at 219. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand, cash corn 374, February 377, March 380, and new crop at 421. Cash beans 1119, February 1124, March 1129, new crop 1106. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 408, February 408, March 408, new crop at 420 and 3/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 411, February 404, March 406, new crop 416. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 379, February 384, March 389, and new crop 410. Cash beans 1133, February 1136, March 1139, new crop 1116. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 389, new crop 421, cash beans 1128, new crop at 1106. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 415, April 425, May 429, new crop 425, cash beans 1161, April 1190, May 1194, new crop 1136. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 384, new crop 420, cash beans 1135, new crop 1116. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 154 to 174, Holstein fed cattle 130 to 157, market cows 70 to 106, bulls 95 to 110, calves 80 to 650, beef steers 165 to 279, Holstein steers 79 to 192. Sheep market markets. Market lambs 200 and down, light lambs 160 and down, ewes 95 and down, rams 90 and down. Goat markets, does 155 and down, bucks 110 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 169 to 180, finished beef heifers 169 to 177, finished dairy steers 143 to 158, market cows 80 to 95, market bulls 110. To 115. Hog markets, market hogs at 70 to 90. Light sows at 23 to 23.75. And heavy sows at 26.25. Boar markets sold up to 10. That's check of markets. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit-forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line, the joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. Where all the cowboy folk go to Boosters Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Struck out. Come on, baby, let's go, Boosters. Oh,
this southern girl. She said to call me the Queen of Memphis. Then she took me around the world. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Trailer for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found. Short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of the names. It ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent. Rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a to let
50 cents. No phone, no boo, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes, but...
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Brian Winnikins from the Dairy Strong Conference in Green Bay. And thank you to our broadcast sponsors, including Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Synergy Co-op, Osteoplastics, Compeer Financial, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Anabas Silo, and Elsevia Co-op. And joining us right now from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, Gail Klinkner. She is one of the district board members for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin from Vernon County, my old stomping grounds. I know a bunch of Klinkners over there, and I'm sure, now, I know her name has changed, but she was Maria Klinkner when I knew her. Do you know Maria?
I sure do. She's my husband's first cousin.
Okay. So, well, her and I used to work together for a long, long time back at WTMB in Toma. Anyway, let's talk about some of the things going on. First, tell us a little bit about your farm.
So my husband Rob and I farm near Liberty Pole, just south of Viroqua. We milk 60 registered Holsteins and Jerseys along with our five children. We also have an on-farm store called the Klinkner Country Store where we market to our consumers, direct our beef, pork, and lamb.
Wow. Okay. Now, which is better, the Holsteins or the Jerseys?
Well, now, if you ask my husband, he likes the Jerseys, but I say I have Holsteins and we have Jerseys.
Wow. It's like, well, you know, I have a John Deere and you have a Case IH, I guess is how that works. So I guess first tell us about why did you start the store? Was that just you wanted to have that direct consumer connection, especially after the pandemic is when that really started to take off?
Yeah, so it's always been a goal of ours to do some form of on-farm marketing. We like to invite the community to the farm, you know, give them a first-hand experience on the farm, and it's just something we've always talked about. Well, in COVID time, we spent some time, redid a granary we had on our farm and turned it into our store and opened the farm doors up so people could come and see.
And I bet you that's been a pretty big hit.
It has been. So we've done a couple, we call them evenings on the farm, where we invite the community to come out while we're doing chores. We bring out some craft vendors, some food trucks, and of course we also sell our products out of our store as well.
Talking with Gail Klinkner, she's with Klinkner Holsteins. Oh, and they have jerseys too, by the way. And Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, she's out of Vernon County, Liberty Pole. I know exactly where Liberty Pole is. So as a board member with DFW. Now, I had a chance to talk with Chad a few weeks back about some of the plans for 2024, but what are you looking forward to as a board member for 2024 with DFW?
You know, I think the consumer interactions that we have, the chance to get out and tell our dairy story is most exciting to me. And then we have the Cheeselandians, the people that are, you know, live and breathe the cheese and the dairy industry. And, you know, that's what we're about here in Wisconsin, is about Wisconsin cheese.
I know when I asked Chad, you know, okay, there's the trade trips and things like that, you know, working even with other states and all of that. But then I brought up, I know it's officially National Dairy Month, but I'm always going to call it June Dairy Month. I'm just an old guy, so that's how I'm going to do it. I don't like change. But that June Dairy Month, his eyes lit up. Your eyes are lighting up right now for June Dairy Month. Is that like the crown jewel here for DFW of getting out to those consumers?
Absolutely. We have so much time with our consumers that way, and to share the dairy story and to get them out on the dairy where they're experiencing what we get to enjoy every day, and the animals and the critters. And it's so much fun to do those events. It's a lot of work, but it's so much fun.
And DFW, for the farmers that pay into the checkoff, DFW does support these dairy breakfasts or dairy events on the farm. I know Dunn County, they're doing a dairy brunch this year instead of a breakfast, but that's where DFW comes in to help with all of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually part of the Vernon County Dairy Promotion Committee and have been actively involved for close to 10 years now. So yes, living and breathing our Vernon County Dairy Breakfast and showcasing those dairies, absolutely. And then DFW being the backbone of that, supporting what we're going to teach and how we're going to teach it, and being the cheerleaders in the back of the room, making sure that we can advertise and we can share those stories. That's great.
And you know, again, with the overseas trade trips are very important, all of that, but that consumption of Wisconsin cheese across the United States of America is just as important. I mean, I've seen the, you know, proudly made in Wisconsin logo in little towns in Missouri at grocery stores there. And it's all because of DFW.
Absolutely. It is everywhere in this country. It's in like 99% of the grocery stores. I love to talk to friends and family from throughout the country. Hey, you know, just look, make sure, are you seeing this little badge? And as soon as you say that, they're like, oh, well, yeah, of course we have Wisconsin cheese. And I guess I'll take a little sidebar and tell you about, I was in Orlando this last fall and just happened to talk to the people across the way at the restaurant. And I said I was from Wisconsin. And her first comment back to me was, oh, you people are the guys with the cheese. And fabulous. That's exactly what we're about. That's where those checkoff dollars are coming in and doing what we need them to do.
Checkoff also helps at the school level too, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So we spend some time in schools and educating our kids, especially elementary age kids, and hopefully building those building blocks of importance of the dairy in their diet.
Gail Klinkner, she's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, one of the board members, dairy farmer out of Vernon County. We're from the Dairy Strong Conference. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bed liner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bed liner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bed liner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bed liner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. The Arctic air mass that has been giving us the cold weather will continue to slowly move east over the weekend in our ag weather forecast. High pressure will then begin to enter from the west, and the winds will shift from the Arctic north to the south-southwesterly, and that will allow warm air to move back into the region with temperatures above normal. Increasing clouds throughout the day today. We'll have a chance of flurries and highs near 7, northwest winds at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 8 below, northwest winds at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs near 10, west winds at 5 to 10. For Sunday, mostly sunny, highs near 19, south winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 35. Monday, mostly cloudy, warmer, highs in the low 30s. For Tuesday, cloudy, a 50% chance of rain or snow, highs mid-30s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs upper 30s. And for Thursday, cloudy, a chance of afternoon rain with highs in the upper 30s.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
The Pepin County Health Department provides confidential reproductive health and family planning services here in Durand. Services include birth control methods and supplies, routine preventative exams, cervical cancer screenings, STI testing and treatment, emergency contraception, and pregnancy testing. All are available at low or no cost to you. Whatever your situation, the Pepin County Health Department is here to help you. Call or text 715-279-3241 for more information or to set up an appointment.
Kids who want to raise cattle for 4-H or FFA projects might be intimidated by a big steer or heifer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Start them out small with bucket calves as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Fair, raising bucket calves is a popular program and gets kids interested in livestock. The calves are usually purchased when they're 1 to 10 days old from dairy or beef producers. They are orphans or sold for other reasons. Dwayne Lenneman is an extension educator at the University of Nebraska. He says if you get a calf right after it's born, its first meal has to be colostrum.
You've got to have it if you want the calf to stay healthy and be healthy, because that colostrum contains antibodies that prevent diseases that normally hit young calves. And the other thing you want to do is, a lot of times people will give just a simple injection of vitamins. Most common is vitamins D, A, and E, and they have